Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. With many organizations requiring COVID-19 vaccination or an approved medical or religious exemption for their employees, lots of pushback has been reported in the media. If you just follow the headlines, it seems like thousands, many tens of thousands of employees are going to simply resign their jobs when faced with COVID-19 vaccination requirements in order to remain employed. Well, it turns out that's not actually happening at all. There are dozens of stories of organizations, really large employers, that once they required COVID-19 vaccination for all of their employees, that compliance with those policies came very, very close to 100%. Here's just a couple of examples. United Airlines required its 67,000 employees to be fully vaccinated. And as of late reports, only about 0.8% of employees still hadn't complied. Novant Health, a really large healthcare provider with 25,000 employees, required COVID-19 vaccination for their staff. Only about 150 employees refused and were terminated. That's about 0.6% of all their staff. Indiana University Health, only 125 employees chose to quit after declining to be vaccinated. That's out of almost 36,000 total employees, or 0.35%. There are more stories like this all across industries, all across the country. The truth is COVID-19 vaccination requirements by private employers simply are working. Most employees are complying, and even those who really maybe wouldn't otherwise, they're just deciding they need to keep their job, they want to keep their job, and they don't want to risk being unemployed and unvaccinated when facing lots of other potential employers who are requiring COVID-19 vaccinations. This isn't about politics. This is about health, safety, and getting everybody back to normal. COVID-19 vaccination requirements by the private sector are working, probably more effectively than any public mandate would work. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.